Radio, WFHR 1320.
CBS News Brief. CBS News has learned the Trump administration's prepping for a new round of large-scale firings. Randy Irwin heads the union that represents 110,000 federal workers.
Oh, we are absolutely in a crisis mode. They've created a toxic work environment, and nobody wants to work under those conditions. It's not worth it. They don't pay federal employees enough to put up with this garbage.
The number of measles cases in Texas jumps to 124. CBS's Omar Villafranca.
The outbreak started in the largely unvaccinated Mennonite community in Gaines County, where cases continue to boom.
A farewell in Israel to former hostage Shiri Bibas and her two young sons. Tens of thousands lined highways as the bodies were transported for burial.
Very tragic and unfathomable event. It's horrific, and it's something that is very difficult to come to terms with.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Coming up on the next Midday Magazine, we welcome Chad Schooley from the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department in Part 1 and our friends from the ODC in Part 2. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Alyssa Kay. The time to take your ice shanty off the lake is fast approaching. In Wisconsin, permanent ice shanties should have already been removed from Iowa boundary waters. That deadline was February 20th. Permanent structures need to be removed from Minnesota boundary waters by March 1st and inland waters south of Highway 64 by March 2nd. The deadline for Michigan boundary waters is on or before March 15th. Lake Michigan, Green Bay, Lake Superior, and inland waters north of Highway 64 need to have ice shanties removed by March 16th. The DNR says anglers can still use portable ice shanties after these dates as long as they're removed when they're not actively being used. A recent study by WalletHub found that Wisconsin homeowners pay some of the highest real estate property taxes in the country. Here's Lisa Hale.
According to the study, Wisconsin ranked 8th in the nation for highest taxes, despite having the 20th lowest median home value. Wisconsin residents pay nearly $4,600 in annual taxes for a median value home, significantly more than the national average of about $3,000 per year. Illinois was the only Midwest state to rank higher on the list, paying a median home average of nearly $6,800 per year.
Now is a good time to get your well water tested. In Portage County, you can do this for free while funding lasts. They set aside ARPA funds in 2022 for projects to improve access and provide safe drinking water for Portage County residents and small businesses serving the county. 2025 is the final year of this program. You can register online at the Portage County website or by calling Portage County Water Resource Specialist Tyler Kunze at 715-346-1334. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Foggy with rain and snow showers this morning, and then it will be cloudy all day today. Our high 43 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow after midnight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, 41. Then on Friday, partly cloudy with a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us at WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I'm joined by Melissa.
Good morning.
Seth.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for being here, everybody. We appreciate the company. We got good stuff to take you through the next hour. We're going to get into some entertainment news in a moment. We will also get into that ain't right story about a father saying his daughter's name was incorrectly listed.
Oh dear.
Okay. Yeah, this is a doozy. And what it was named, just whoa. And before the hour is over, we're going to get into if life was a video game, what difficulty are you going to play on? We will get into that a little bit later. And we want audience participation, of course. Feel free to call up 715-424-2600. I need to remember. I got to talk to Phil about his intro music for Wicked Awesome Word.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I want to add that.
We send a shout out to our friend Tyler up in your old stomping grounds, I believe, Seth.
Minnesota, yeah.
Who mentioned a great option for Neil Young. And Melissa and I were going over some options yesterday. We got to let Phil decide. It's his segment.
Right, exactly.
We got to figure it out with him.
Phil knows a lot about music. So I'm sure he'll come up with something good. Yeah.
And I did want to mention something else while Phil was talking to us, but we'll do that in a moment. First, The Price is Right. Today is a historic day. The Price is Right is airing its 10,000th episode.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
My goodness.
10,000 episodes.
Jeez.
Just incredible to think of. Just letting that sit there for a second, because that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And to mark that milestone, they're giving away $900,000 in cash and prizes.
Oh, my gosh.
In a teaser for the episode, an amazing announcer, George Gray, shows off a huge multi-layered cake that pays tribute to some of the show's most popular games. He and Drew Carey also reveal that over the course of the show, 75,000 people have been called to come on down.
Wow.
And contestants have walked away with more than $300 million in cash and prizes.
How about that?
Drew says hosting the show has been, quote, one of the best experiences in my professional life. No matter how my day is, as soon as I get to The Price is Right and walk through that door, all goes away. Hmm. It's just vibing all day. And one of the things that I really like about Drew Carey, you have always gotten Drew Carey. Drew Carey, watching him back in the day in stand-up, the Drew Carey show, any of his trials and tribulations, any of this stuff, he has been very, hey, what you see is what you get. I'm not going to put on airs. And I really was curious how this was going to work out with him. Like, now we're seeing it more and more, where you're seeing those gray entertainers like a Wayne Brady or somebody like that, where we don't know where to put them in entertainment. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go ahead and do a game show. Right. And they're great at it.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. But I didn't know that Drew Carey is a stand-up comedian. I didn't know how he would do at this. He has excelled at this, and it's kind of funny to think of. There's going to be some generations growing up that know him as the Price is Right guy.
And that's it.
Yeah.
That's all they'll know him as. Yeah.
And I guarantee, not to speak for him, but I guarantee he's good with that.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd be fine.
Especially that paycheck he's getting.
Oh, I'm sure this is a heck of a deal, man.
You spend your teens and your early 20s and stuff, and maybe even your early 30s as Drew Carey touring the country as a stand-up comedian, just staying in,
living out of a suitcase
and all that and everything. That's a pretty nice job.
Have to go anywhere. He just live at his house. Yeah.
If I got it right, too, I think he lives like an hour or not even an hour away from the studios and stuff like that.
Hey, so it's a good gig if you can get it.
Yeah. That should be a good episode. Mm-hmm. That should be good.
Yes.
How many people out there still watch The Price is Right? Or any of these game shows. I'm curious. I mm-hmm. If I am, I'm just never home during the day anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I am and I happen to see something on, I don't mind staying on it for a little bit. Right. Any of these game shows. I think the popularity of Jeopardy comes in part because of the time of day it's usually on.
I think you're right. Yes.
It's a good show. I'm not taking anything from the show, but timing is everything.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of these shows, part of the dip in them is, well, we take everything in streaming. We have our own schedules nowadays anyway. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you the last time I caught a live this. I'm watching it at midnight. I'm watching it late at night or whatever. With game shows, that doesn't really have that same appeal of going back. Oh, I wonder who won Jeopardy.
Right, exactly. No, it's very much in the moment thing, yeah.
The only time they seem to do well is when something goes viral for a mistake or something like that.
Right.
With all that being said, these shows are still so popular, and that's really impressive to me.
This is in a medium that is that tears through content so quickly. Television and streaming now, I mean, it just rips right through it. To have something that's been around that long is a feat. I think you have to give it its kudos, even if you've never watched an episode in your life. It's one of those things where it's like, wow, that's impressive.
Anybody that can say that?
That's a good question.
Yes.
That's... when you were sick, home from school, what did you watch? I know Melissa probably didn't watch
it.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. I watched The Price is Right. That's what I watched.
That's a great question, Melissa. I think I may have one just as good.
Mm.
If you could host any game show, what would you host?
Slime one on Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Obviously.
Yeah,
Dare.
Double Dare? Yeah.
That'd
be fun. I would lose the job like 2-3 episodes in because I jump into one of the things. Like, definitely.
Nice.
I want this to, from the audience too. If you could host any game show, any of the new ones, any of the old ones, ones that aren't around anymore.
Here you go. I got your one right here. It's one that I would bring back. It was a very popular show back in the 30s and 40s on radio. It was called Information Please, and they had a regular panel of smart guys. You know, people would send in questions, and they would try to stump. The people, you know, obviously this is before the internet and that kind of thing. They had to get the information. But if you were able to stump their panel, you got a prize. You know, they would mail you a few dollars or whatever it was kind of thing. But the main part of it was listening to the guys, you know, that they were all, well, there were some women that came on too. But listening to the panel, you know, pontificate about something, well, you know, or, you know, even fake it, you know, like they said they would know it. It's a really fun, and it'd give me a chance to, you know, be a know-it-all and no one would get annoyed, you know. That's why I would like to do that.
That's good.
It's a good one. and maybe in a similar light to what you're saying there, my first thought, just right off the top of my head, I like the idea of hosting Jeopardy, but I'm cheating because I just love to learn. And I know I would learn a lot on that show.
I would
learn something every segment, probably.
By the end of his life, Alex Trebek might be one of the smartest people on the planet. Just because he knew all that stuff, man.
That's a great point.
Doing the show.
Family Feud looks like it's a lot of fun to host. It seems like no matter who the host is, they just...
people really have fun on that one, yeah.
And I would be able to get my dad to watch. My dad loves that show. Like, he loves Family Feud. He's yelling at the screen like it's sports. Like, he's like, what are you doing? And he'll Steve Harvey will say something, and he'll literally say, darn right, Steve, or something like that. Like, he's talking with Steve Harvey.
I love that.
It's awesome. Oh, it's great. But what's the one? I always do this. What is the one where everybody dresses in costumes? The one Wayne Brady hosts. Is it the...
Whose Line Is It Anyway?
No. Oh, that's a great one.
I mean, that's the older...
Is it The Price Is Right? No. The Price Is Right. There's The Price Is Right, The Family Feud.
Oh, my God. I know what it is, and I can't think of
it. It's right on the tip
of
my tongue. It's right there.
Is it Let's Make a Deal? Is that the one?
Let's Make a Deal. That's it.
Is that the one? Yeah, where they brought back the old... Monty Hall show, because Monty Hall used to host that one back in the day.
One of the greats, Monty Hall. I think that would be a fun one to host. But when I Google this list that I have in front of me here of game, I just typed in game shows. They got like The Bachelor and The Voice and stuff like
those
that.
Those are game shows?
No.
I mean, like, I suppose technically
they are?
No. No.
James does not agree. Does not agree.
Talent shows, I feel like, is a much better way
to put
it.
There you go, yeah.
A much better way
like
to put
American
it.
Like American Ninja, whatever, Master, whatever they
in
call
In Jeopardy and The Price Is Right or any of these things, you are going for a prize. You are going for money or a vacation or something
car or
like
something,
that.
Yep.
In these other shows, the prize is you. Like, the prize is you already have the record deal, exposure. Guess what? You're on the show, you got exposure.
Yep.
Like, you've already won.
And
half the time, who won the last three episodes seasons of The Voice, everybody?
I don't know.
Won the last three seasons of American Idol?
Like, I have no idea.
And nobody does. Nobody knows. The people that won the show may not even know.
Wait, did I win?
And I'm not saying that everyone remembers who won Jeopardy or something like that, but we, like, whether you watch these shows or not, even a show like Jeopardy, we know certain people who have gone on and won, like, big time and went on a run on that show and stuff.
And now host it. Ken Jennings, right? Yeah.
We don't even remember who won Survivor. Like, that show's been on for 80 years, and nobody can name me one winner of Survivor.
Except maybe the first one.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
I can't.
Or the guy that got in tax problems. Like, I can't even think of him. But, that's it.
I think it's the same guy.
I'm not at all going to die on this hill, but I do think that it's a little silly. I don't know that those shows are necessarily...
We need more sports.
Yes. Yes.
Game shows.
I miss sports game shows.
Yes, we need more.
Like what? What's like, a sports game show?
Stump the Schwab was one they had on ESPN for a while. Yeah. That was fun.
It was there was a guy who just was an idiot savant with sports.
Yep.
And any sport. And you would try to stump him, basically.
Yeah.
It shows like
kind of like information, please.
Sounds
actually
awful.
For you, it would be. Yes. Absolutely.
Whenever I play Trivial Pursuit, we skip the sports category. Like everybody gets that little pie piece automatically. It's like a bonus pie piece.
It's like that's one of those ones where like I'm just waiting. I'm just sitting there quiet until the sports come up.
Man, they had a show on MLB Network for a while called Teammates. It was kind of like a newlywed game for teammates, and it was fun. Oh my gosh, it was hilarious. How well do you know your teammates? That was great.
Oh yeah, that might be fun.
That was very fun.
Because they're not sports related. Who hit 5 home runs and got 2 touchdowns in the same game?
Yeah. Any trick if you can do it. You're right, because they would just talk about, you know, what's his favorite food, you know, what's his favorite TV show kind of stuff. That was the fun part.
I actually think a sports show, a game show would be great, but I want Melissa doing all the questions and all the hosting. And I went, yeah.
Oh, I got it, guys. This is perfect. Okay, and it doesn't have to be just sports. It's called I'm No Expert.
Oh.
And you have to specifically answer questions about something you know nothing about.
Ooh.
Or are vaguely, you know, kind of thing. And then Melissa can still be the host, though, because I think that'd be awesome.
I want to do a radio.
I know nothing.
I want to. No. I want to so badly do a radio game show. I've been talking about this for 4 years. You may have just come up with
maybe that's,
it.
Maybe that's what we do. There it is, right there.
Somebody write this down. Somebody. We've been covering a bit of Ozzy Osbourne lately, and I think that's kind of interesting. And a lot of it is understandable because as he is preparing for his final performance, he's got a lot of health issues. And so, of course, taking in what we can while this guy is around, just to be blunt, not to be macabre about it, but being blunt about it.
While he wants to share it with us.
Right.
Exactly.
Ozzy's doing a document. Speaking of which, Ozzy's doing a documentary for Paramount Plus called No Escape From Now. Great name.
That's good. Yeah, name. Wow.
It'll premiere later this year. Ozzy says, quote, "The last 6 years have been full of some of the worst times I've been through. There's been times when I thought my number was up. Quote, but making music and making 2 albums saved me. I'd have gone nuts without music. My fans have supported me for so many years, and I really want to thank them and say a proper goodbye to them."
Wow.
And this is one of the better showmen we've seen in music.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can talk about Ozzy Osbourne's off the stage issues and all those things, and I'm not going to fight you on any of that. Ozzy wouldn't fight you on any of that. But you cannot talk again. Just what I said about Johnny Cash earlier. Same thing with Ozzy Osbourne. You cannot talk about the history of music, and especially American music, without mentioning Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath and so many of these other things.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you listen to his music or not, 5 decades this man has been relevant. 5 decades this man has been putting out music, having hits. 5 decades of influencing other artists and who influence other artists and etc.
Mm-hmm.
This man is an institution. Mm-hmm. And while the king of rock and roll is a debatable conversation that we have all the time, there is no debate whatsoever of who the king of hard rock is, who the king of heavy metal is. It's Ozzy Osbourne, and always will be. There's nobody that comes even close in that category. What Black Sabbath did at the time, all anybody was listening to was hippy-dippy music. That's all that was popular. They came out with the darkness. They came out with real, like, radio, real music. Hey, not everything's sunshine and rainbows. We got wars going on. We got this going on. They came out and talked about that when nobody else was doing it. Let alone,
the grit is part of life, too.
And exactly.
They portrayed that.
Mm-hmm. It's remarkable. You don't have to. I don't have to listen to certain artists to respect them. I don't have any Bob Dylan songs in my playlist. But I know how influential he was. I know that you can't talk about the history of music without mentioning Bob Dylan.
Right.
You've got to mention Ozzy. I don't even know how you can shuffle past it. Sharon Osbourne says the documentary shows, quote, how hard things have been for him and his courage he has shown while dealing with a number of serious health issues, including Parkinson's disease.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Which I don't think a lot of people realize he had.
I don't think I knew that. Yeah.
Mm-mm. I cannot wait. I'm going to sit back and watch it with my dad, like I did the Beatles specials, mm-hmm. and just enjoy this man while he is still around. Mm-hmm. One of the most original human beings ever, some great cameos by him over the years. I actually just saw the cameo of him in Little Nicky. It was great. I do want to mention, as I wanted to with Phil earlier, and I wanted to tell him on the air here, break a leg and enjoy the run. Mm-hmm. Phil is one of the many great members of Arsenic and Old Lace.
That is correct.
That is premiering tomorrow.
Yes.
Wow.
Finally.
Are you ready, Seth?
I am ready. I am so ready for an audience. I cannot tell you how ready I am.
Awesome.
I'm so excited for you and the cast and this whole team, the people working behind the stage and Stephanie and everybody working mm-hmm. so hard on this one. It is all coming to fruition tomorrow, 7 o'clock at the WRCT stage. Get on over there. Get your tickets. Mm-hmm. They got shows tomorrow and Friday at 7. Got a 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday. Then next week, the whole thing over again.
Yep.
Thursday, Friday, 7 o'clock shows, a 2 o'clock matinee on Saturday. We'll wrap everything up.
Yes, indeed.
This is one of the more funny, original shows you're going to see.
Yes.
You've got a perfect cast. You can't go wrong.
You'll be laughing, everybody. I can guarantee that.
Melissa and I have raved about this one quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And so we just encourage you to check this one out. Buy local, support local. Support the arts in this state and in this city, everybody. Mm-hmm. Check out this show. I'll see you Friday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're coming Friday. Nice. Yeah, yeah, all right. Ready.
Join Melissa. Get your tickets, wrctheater.org. And join Melissa for the auditions for Noises Off.
Oh, yeah. After we're done. She
March
starts up.
10th yeah. and 11th.
Wow.
The old theater I used to work at, Stagecoach Theater, had this tradition of handing over the keys of the theater to the next show.
Oh, that's cool.
We would be there, and when you were stripping down the set, mm-hmm. the next group would come and help because it was already cast. Stagecoach did this thing where they cast all their shows at the beginning of the season.
Oh, wow.
You come in so you can go and audition for multiple shows and everything. I don't say there's a right or wrong way to do it.
Right.
I thought it was a unique and a cool way of doing mm-hmm. it. So you already knew who was in the cast for the next show. So they came and helped you strip down the set.
Makes sense.
When you were all done, you literally the directors would hand the key over to the next director.
Yep.
The
symbolic handing key. Over. Right. Yeah.
I feel like there's a similar thing going on here with these two shows and the crossover of people in them and stuff. It's just kind of cool.
I agree.
It's been a wonderful 50th season. We've had a lot of fun with this.
Very successful, yeah.
We've been able to celebrate this here at WFHR a little bit, having mm-hmm. Kathy Miles on, Director's Playhouse and stuff. Let's help them finish the season strong with a great cast. Start working on your auditions. And keep in mind, if you want to be a part of this, but you don't really feel comfortable being on stage, Mel will put you to work.
yes, lots to do backstage on this one.
We're going
to
need a big crew for this
because
we got lots of moving parts, literally.
You're able to be nice. You're able to be a part of a classic show too. Noises Off is one of the more better shows that you're ever going to see or be mm-hmm. a part of. It's such an ambitious and fun one. Get ready. Get your tickets for Arsenic and Old Lace, and maybe fill out your audition sheet for Noises Off. All mm-hmm. at wrctheater.org.
All right,
we'll come back and we're talking about our newsletter and some other fun stuff coming up on the morning show.
To everyone who loves the taste of tradition, come enjoy a classic Wisconsin fish fry at Culver's.
If you're craving something crispy on the outside and flaky on the inside, you've got to try our North Atlantic cod. Or if you're in the mood for a little extra crunch, our lightly breaded butterfly jumbo shrimp hits the spot every time. Dive into delicious with all your fish fry favorites at Culver's.
From Wisconsin with love, welcome to delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Foggy with rain and snow showers this morning, and then it will be cloudy all day today. Our high 43 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow after midnight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, 41. Then on Friday, partly cloudy with a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a fantastic Wednesday out there. A little bit later after our news break, we're going to get into a fun one. Life was a video game. What difficulty would you be playing on? That is coming up for you a little bit later. But right now, we're going to do an early That Ain't Right story, because I want to make sure to get this one in.
All right.
Not only could we all use a laugh, but I think this has got some relatability to it, too, as
well.
Oh,
okay.
So if you saw that there was a kid named Unakite 13 Hotel. I'm sorry, everybody.
I don't even know how to say it.
I'm sure you're so not strange. The first person to have that issue.
It's part the dyslexia, and it's part just, this is a weird name.
It is a weird name.
I purposely did not pre-read this story, so yeah, that maybe yep. I should have. And so you see that name, and you can assume that their dad was a celebrity, or their parent, you know, one of them is a celebrity, basically.
Right. Sounds like it.
It sounds like one of those, you know, names where they're trying too hard to give their
way
kid an original
too
name
hard.
Or something. Well, maybe not. A man from Omaha named Jason Kilburn is struggling to sort out the paperwork for his daughter Caroline, who was born in November of 2022. Jason and Caroline's mother dated on and off over the years, but are no longer together. Jason has full custody because it sounds like some other issues that we don't really need to get into.
Right,
it's between them. But there's a problem. Caroline was born in a house and only received a certificate of live birth, an official document that hospitals submit to start the process of generating government-issued birth certificates.
Right.
That process never happened. And Jason is struggling to get a Social Security card and a usable birth certificate for Caroline so he can get services for her, including health insurance and child care.
Right.
On top of that, the certificate of live birth listed a bizarre name for the girl, Unakite 13 Hotel.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
no.
I don't even know how you shorten that. I don't even know how you...
You don't. What yeah.
Jason says, quote, "I was told it was a computer-generated name." One other example of why there's plenty to fear about AI, then there's stuff to not worry at all about.
Yes.
But he can't change Caroline's name without a birth certificate and a
right.
Social Security number
right.
and some help getting through the government bureaucracy.
Oh, no.
And this is a story that has been ongoing before the current administration.
Mm-hmm.
Where does anybody have any, like, regardless of where you're leaning politically, like, do you have any confidence necessarily that anything could get done? Even if you're in, if you agree with changes that are happening,
right.
There's a lot of turmoil right now. Nobody knows who's in charge of what.
Right.
Like, they literally had to come out yesterday and explain to people who was in charge of the DOG and all this. Like,
yeah.
This isn't me, like, taking shots or anything. This is literally how it is. They even said it themselves that they're not sure what's going on. Like, so for this gentleman and his daughter,
right? Like, what does that mean for them? Right?
Yeah,
who knows?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Don't know.
And like now, do you go by that name for a little while? You're calling her Caroline. Like, she's only two. I mean,
did
she having some fun with this one? Or
hey, 13, how's it going? You know,
and you got a feel for this young girl who one day is going to want to ride a bicycle, and she's going to go to the store looking for her name on a license plate. I mean, you ain't going to find that.
I want to see a license plate with that on it, though. That would be hilarious. That would be great.
You know, I could never find a James license plate.
What?
I could never find one. I don't
really?
It's because they were all sold out.
It's got to be that, right? It's got to
yep.
be. It has to be that. It's a, I don't know. Well, my sister could never find a Jillian one either.
Yeah, no. Seth was a could be a challenge every now and then. You'd see a Seth, but no, not usually.
This is a crazy story. It's also kind of, I don't know why, but not that you have a name that would be similar to this Unakite 13 Hotel, but Caroline seems like the farthest way from from that. It feels like
it's a very common name. Yeah.
I love the name Caroline.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful name. Mm-hmm. But that's, I just don't even know.
That's the weird. That's a one of the weirder That Ain't Right stories we've had. That's for sure.
And I got to say, though, I really do like the way that the father has, because there's a lot of he could easily be barking a lot about this.
Oh, I'm sure.
And I think it's also noteworthy because this isn't the only time this kind of thing happens. This is just a more popular story because of the name this young lady was given and stuff. This stuff happens a lot. There's a lot of gray area that I think that we could. It is niche. It is low hanging fruit to pick on democracy, to pick on bureaucracy. I meant to say bureaucracy.
Right.
It is. Everybody makes fun of government. Everybody rips on government. I don't think it would do us any harm every once in a while to have a little empathy and understanding that that's a difficult job.
Right.
And there's a lot of there's a lot of people that you're leaning on this person and waiting for this person to do their job and all of that. And then again, you put on top of that what's happening currently and right now and everything.
The chaotic moment. A lot of the processes in bureaucracy are complicated for a reason.
Yeah.
Like, it shouldn't be easy to just change your name.
Right.
Because then criminals would be able to do it very easily and continue their, you know, criminal
their nefarious practices. Things, yes.
Right. But, you know, so that can be said about every single thing that happens in our government.
Right.
Could there be some places where it could be made better and easier?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure. To Melissa's point, I changed my name. My name is not James Maloff. I went by that because of my criminal past. I had to, definitely had to change that one.
And then you changed it to your dad's name.
Yeah.
How did that work out?
Who has a worse record than I do? I just thought that was a wild story. I had to cover that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah.
You're going to have some great stories and some great reporting going on with the WFHR newsletter. Encourage you to go ahead and check that out. There's some great work that's been done recently and going on currently with our staff working so hard behind the scenes on this one, Melissa.
The newsletter comes out on Thursdays at noon, and you can sign up for free at WFHR.com. Or WIRI.FM.
That's right.
Which is our WIS Country website. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, we don't call it that anymore, do we?
Yeah. 1055. Yeah. Occasionally we call it WIS Country.
We're not using that? I did not know that.
I use it still.
I use it
still.
I use it from time to time. I like it. I use it from time to time.
It's all good.
It's our country station.
Yeah.
But yes, you can sign up there. We got sports reporting. We've got local reporting. We have news from Central Wisconsin and from all of Wisconsin that will come right to your inbox at noon on Thursdays.
Very nice.
You want to get some reading in, everybody, check out Melissa's coverage of the Rome primary election, or what the great work Laura's been doing about the powerlifting. Michael and Michael,
all the sports
just
that
Michael
he does.
Just period. Certainly, I want to shout out Terry Barr and Brittany Merlot as well.
We have some of their stuff in there, yeah.
Doing some above and beyond work for this newsletter. And granted, ours isn't the only one. There, you know, a lot of our stations in the civic media
just about every
family.
Station should be doing their own, yeah.
If you're curious about news in other areas, I encourage you to sign up for their newsletters as well. These are free, everybody, and you don't have to jump through hoops. There's no QR code to scan or anything
like
that.
Give us an email address, yep.
Give us your email, and boom, just like that, it shows up in your inbox every Thursday at noon.
Absolutely.
Appreciate the work everybody is doing on this one. We will come back after some more work being done at our news, sports, and partner break here. We'll be back with some fun. What level would you play on in a video game? What level?
Start thinking, everyone.
Yep. We're coming back. We want audience participation here on The Morning Show.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Legal protections for parents are the objective in the language change causing controversy in the state. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says there's no hidden agenda behind striking words, including mother and father, out of his proposed state budget and replacing with gender-neutral language. Evers says it's about legal protections for those using procedures like IVF to start a family.
Moms are moms, dads are dads, and what we want is legal certainty that moms are able to get the care they need. That's it. End of story.
The National Republican Governors Association called out the Democratic governor last weekend for using terms like parent and inseminated person in the budget bill.
It's mainly Republicans looking for an advantage during the time when they're under attack. That's what I think. That's their problem, not mine.
During a stop in Wausau this week, Evers said he's open to putting IVF protections in a standalone bill if it will get them passed. A A spokesperson for the governor said similar bills have been introduced in the past, but failed to advance.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is joining a lawsuit against John Deere. Here's Brittany Merlot.
Wisconsin and four other states accuse Deere of forcing owners of its equipment to only use its own teams to make adjustments or repairs. Deere has been at the center of the right to repair movement, with farmers and mechanics accusing the company of disabling any tractor that is repaired by its owner or third parties.
Mining operations will begin at the Seven Sister Quarry in the town of Rome and the town of Leola on March 1st. They'll operate only during the hours agreed upon by Milestone Materials and the Adams County Highway Department. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin with a win over Washington at the Kohl Center, 88-62. Head coach Greg Gard on the Badgers' fast start.
We were in attack mode from start to finish, and really, I don't think I'll go through the film and look at the possessions, but I don't think we ever really relented.
In Milwaukee, Marquette beat Providence by 30 points, 82-52. NBA, the Bucks' shots came up short. They lose in Houston to the Rockets, 100-97. At the NFL Combine in Indy, the Packers asking for the league to ban the Eagles' tush-push play. GM Brian Gutekunst.
Yeah, I'm aware of it. We really haven't had very many discussions about it. I'm sure we will over the next few weeks as we head into the owners' meetings.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni.
I think that the competition committee will do a good job of looking at everything. Just because it's a successful play for us doesn't mean that it should go away.
That's the Eagles' Nick Sirianni with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
Got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic before than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You believe in miracles? Yes!
It's game day every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers. Thanks to local businesses Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods, you can join us 5 to 6 with your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. Covering local sports like no one else.
Clearing it out, and it is almost caught.
We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players and coaches, and you. 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on WFHR's Playmakers.
Get out of here!
Foggy with rain and snow showers this morning, and then it will be cloudy all day today. Our high 43 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow after midnight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, 41. Then on Friday, partly cloudy with a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We're going to get into a fun topic here. You may be, doing great in the game of life. You know, you're doing good. Yeah, things are going well, all right? As my papa would remind you, if you are hearing me, then yes, you're doing very well in the game of life. You're still in the game.
Right.
Like, that's all that matters.
I don't know. I crashed my pink car and the three blue kids popped out, so I don't know what's happening.
That's hilarious. Great reference.
Nice.
Great reference.
Very good.
So while many of us are still hoping to get some extra lives, I've been doing the Contra code over and over again. It's not worked up.
You're not using the right controller.
Although if you looked at my life, you would think I had 9 lives. You would definitely think that. So what level, though, if you're playing a video, if life is a video game and you're looking at it that way, what level are you playing on, and what level would you like to play on? And for those that don't play video games or anything, very self-explanation. You start up a video game, and oftentimes one of the first things it asks you is, do you want to play on easy, hard, moderate,
insane,
you know, all these things.
Yeah, whatever.
This is real popular with sports games, but it's, you know, all video games have this.
So much.
Even if you don't play video games, we encourage you to play along with the conversation and the fun on this one. Someone asked the internet, if life was a video game, what difficulty are you playing on? And the most popular choice was medium at 32%.
There you go. That totally makes sense.
24% said easy, 22% said hard, and 5% said nightmare, which is, of course, the worst level.
Right.
And another 13% said even worse than that.
Whoa. Okay.
On the flip side, 4% admitted that they were on tutorial. They were still being told how to do anything in the game, which is pretty much me playing almost any modern video game.
Oh, my God.
I tried Minecraft once, man. I didn't know what that was doing. and we're talking about one of the simpler games that's out there.
I'm telling you,
I still couldn't figure out how to dig. Like,
I will maintain that video games have a, especially if you grew up with a certain type or a certain console or something like that, you got to stop at some point. You got to freeze everything there and before, and that's it. That's where I'm. Anything after the PS1, forget it.
Right.
You know, I'm done. Unless there's a couple of computer, you know, games on your computer, like some of the Lego games, the easy ones. Then I'm with you. But other than that, forget it.
I have this conversation with my brother often, and he assures me that all game mechanics are similar. And once you learn some, you know, once you learn those mechanics, they transfer to other games. I push back on this often, but he maintains this, and he encourages me to try new games. And I'm like, buddy, you know, I appreciate that you have this strength and this knowledge and this superpower, because I don't. No. I play Valheim, and I never leave the meadow.
The safest way to do it.
Occasionally, I will, you know, foray into the Black Forest to pick blueberries, but as soon as I see a troll, I run away.
See,
I love that.
You're even on online gaming. Forget, I'm not even close. Nowhere. Never, ever, ever, ever.
God, I do think your brother has a bit of a point.
I think that's true.
What he's saying there.
Certain amount of truth there.
I can relate to what Melissa's saying, though, much more. I am not proud to admit this. There are two things I can't stand: wasting food, wasting money. Hate to do them. I feel like I've done that. If I could just be honest with everybody, I bought a PS5. It feels like 7-8 months ago. I've played that thing like maybe a half an hour. maybe a half an hour.
God,
oh,
what
no.
What time do you have to do that?
I got no time. I don't know what I was thinking. But it's to a little bit of what Seth was saying, though, before. I was a big gamer, and I played games a lot for a long time. It was one of the first things. I didn't have any friends when I first moved out here, and my Nana and Papa got me a Nintendo. And I've been playing them ever since. I love video games. I just don't have the time. I've got an NCAA football game in a recruiting class that I need to get to. I haven't gotten to it in 6 months. I'm pretty sure I lost those recruits.
You probably are. Probably I'll be cold in that
Seth's,
one.
I love your take on that too, Seth, though, where like it's there's a certain type of video game I prefer to play, you know, like those old Nintendo games, Paperboy.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, like just the platform games, Mario.
Mario, right? Yeah.
Those are the classic fun games. Crash Bandicoot, you know, Spot Goes to Hollywood. Those are awesome. Even go back to the old DOS games, Commander Keen.
Ooh, oh, nice. That's a good one.
Nice.
Love the old adventure games, the old computer ones. Yeah.
There was one that was based on a cartoon that I used to play a lot too. It was Dragon's Lair.
Oh, Dragon's Lair. Yeah.
Dragon's Lair. Yeah.
That was actually an arcade game.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. We had on our Nintendo. That was fun.
Now that one was one where we went to the gold mine any time we could, and it was always a fight over who was going to be which turtle and everything. But that was a fun one to play with your friends. You get four people
because you had four people playing together, right? Which was even cooler, but
which has evolved into online gaming and doing that with thousands
of play with every people you don't even know.
Yeah,
right. Nope, I'm not doing that. People are mean. Yeah, I'm not going to go there.
I derailed our conversation.
No,
but if I had to pick a difficulty level that I would choose,
to play life and it would be easy. I wouldn't want life to be harder than it is. It's hard enough.
I agree with you. I hear what you're saying. I would probably be like everybody on this one and take medium. I just am a big believer in, I want a life that, well, we were talking about what a perfect day is. And one of those things was for a lot of us at the end of the day, did I accomplish something? Did I do something, you know, good? Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be huge, just something like that. On easy level, I don't know if I'm accomplishing that. I don't know. Maybe I would be, maybe. But I like the idea of medium because I've had a nightmare life already. I'm good. I don't need any more. I don't need any more personal growth, okay? I'm all right.
I got two answers, all right? I've got one. I think each day you choose. You can choose. That's the whole thing,
that
right? You choose
awesome.
What you're feeling like at the time. So today, I want an easy day today. Challenge me today, that kind of thing. But after having said all that, demo mode. That's me. How's this day going to go? Let me watch here for a little bit. Oh, I'm just going to keep it on demo mode all day. Yeah. I'm going to go back to bed.
And for me, if you were actually equating this to video games, at medium, your chances of dying are much higher.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah,
and,
yeah,
and
very
I just,
much.
I know, dying isn't really in my daily agenda, at least not right now.
Really leaning towards easy. I'm starting to lean more.
Maybe
more
easy is better.
Easy. Yeah,
and it depends on what game it is too. I mean, you know, which game do you consider your life? Right?
Are we talking about, you know, like Bubble Pop? Like,
yeah. We're talking Candy
Tetris?
Crush.
Man, if your life is like Doom,
Yeah.
I hope you know the code to God mode. Yeah, that's all I'm saying, right?
Yes. Wolfstein.
Yeah.
That's another thing. That's another part of the layer to this too. Because I want to
use cheat codes.
Exactly. Exactly.
Left, right, up, down.
In sports, in 90, look, sports, education, anything we're talking about, I could not be more against any type of cheating or any version of it. I find it just, you know, pulls down the whole thing, whatever we're talking about. Video games, whole different story.
Use all the cheat codes.
All my moral codes. I didn't play Doom without God mode.
I can't handle it otherwise.
The only reason I don't use cheat codes on Valheim is because I'm scared because it's online and I don't want to, you know, like infect my computer with anything.
But yeah, that's true.
This is why I stay in the meadow.
Stay in the meadow.
As
nice
much
shiny
as,
meadow.
All the things in life I talk about and I've mentioned in this segment and previous segments, it just goes out the window with video games. In part because I've never had a lot of time to play these. And when I do, it's my release. It's my break.
Right.
I'm not looking to be challenged necessarily. I want to enjoy the game. That's part of the reason why I play a football game that I mastered ages ago.
Right.
I just like the recruiting part. I like all this stuff and everything.
Yeah.
I've got enough challenges in life. I want my video games to be a release, to be
there
a break.
You go.
So I guess I do have my, I would be choosing easy. Even
there
if
you
I,
go. Go with easy mode.
I'm putting on a front saying I'd take medium. The more and more I'm talking about this, I think we all know I'm choosing easy.
Oh, but now, see now, sometimes when you choose, you know, the challenging whatever it is, the rewards are better if you do it in harder modes. So maybe we should consider that too. This conversation's gone long enough, so we don't need to keep going.
You want that cool new hat for your character, you got to do it.
You
got to
do it in a hard mode or medium or hard. Yeah, there you go.
This is fun. This is a good one. We will take a time out and see if we can learn some cheat codes for life in our time out and our break. We'll come back and wrap up the show. Morning show with Melissa, Seth, and James here at WFHR.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In the coming weeks, Virginia GOP Governor Glenn Youngkin considers multiple pro-voter bills sent to his desk by a Democratic majority legislature. A state constitutional amendment also moves to the November ballot, which restores voting rights to returning citizens after felony convictions. Almost a dozen pro-voter bills have advanced in January and February, most recently protecting voters from premature purges. Last August, Youngkin ordered voter registration purges within 90 days of the election, upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court just 2 weeks before the election. In response, the Virginia legislature passed House bills prohibiting the purging of a voter using unverified external data as justification and establishing specific criteria for removal. SB 813 specifically prohibits voter list purges within 90 days of the election. After blocking GOP attempts to shorten early voting in primaries, the legislature passed SB 760, extending deadlines for returning mail-in ballots to 3 days after Election Day and allowing curing of deficient ballots. In 2023, Governor Youngkin reversed policies of recent governors and restores voting rights to citizens who've completed felony sentences only on a case-by-case basis. House Resolution 2 would automatically restore those rights and will appear on the November 2025 ballot. Find more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Pat Kreitlow.
It's my final day off, which means I recorded this a few days back. Will Todd Alba really be filling in for me on Thursday? Only he and his bail bondsman know for sure.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Foggy with rain and snow showers this morning, and then it will be cloudy all day today. Our high 43 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow after midnight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, 41. Then on Friday, partly cloudy with a high near 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Wrapping up the show, taking it to the top of the hour. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks so much for joining us today. Been a fun show. Been a blast.
Very enjoyable today.
A lot of fun today. Thanks
as
so
opposed
much.
To most days when it's just a slog.
Just grinding through, trying to get to the, God, is it almost over? No, not today. Today's been fun. We appreciate the best listeners in radio joining us. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get into some good stories of the day in our local schedule here. Looking at our schedule, we've got some good stuff lined up for you in minutes from now. Stick around for Matt and Air on Air.
Mm-hmm. Greg will entertain you for the next couple hours.
Inform and entertain. They're very good at that, mixing it. Good mix.
They are, I think, the perfect show after us. Their vibe, their energy, very similar to what we do here.
Yes.
So you like anything of what we're doing, you stick around and check them out, everybody. Mm-hmm. They got a good show. They'll take you into the noon hour. A little later today, the Maggie Dawn Show from 2 to 4. Mm-hmm. As usual, Maggie putting in work. just and I really admire... this about Maggie, something that I think a lot of us are learning about her as going along here, is her positivity. I think with her, and I've talked with her a little bit about this part of it, her bulldog mentality and some of the ways she's approaches things, we need that. We need people fighting for us. We need informed and smart people out there on the front lines, willing to take shots, willing to do what the tough work that needs to be done.
Right.
And at the same time, we do need some positivity. We do need to think of tomorrow. We do need to think the big picture when it comes to this stuff. I think that Maggie is doing a good job as well of trying to build bridges and trying to create that. We understand that sometimes we go a little even political on this show, but please keep in mind, this is a show for everybody. We don't care who you voted for.
Right.
We just care that you're informed and you're voting.
Yep.
We are a democracy company, Civic Media.
Yes.
We are not in anybody's pocket. That's what happens when you got a good owner and an owner who don't need anybody's money.
<That's>
to be blunt, Sage don't need anybody's stuff.
Right.
He's good. So we're able to do that. We're able to be on these airwaves and do that. And people like Maggie are trying to really be on the forefront of that. I admire the work she's doing. We leads us right in from 2 to 4 to 4 to 5 Midday Magazine, and man, we got a good one for you today. I do want to send a shout out to Lance Plimmel. Lance, many times cannot join us when he's scheduled to, but his secretary and his front and his people always set somebody up for us to talk to. And we got Chad Schooley joining us today from the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department.
Very nice.
Awesome. I can't tell you the last time Chad was with us. Chad's been a while since we got to talk to Chad.
That's awesome.
And there's so much stuff going on with our Parks and Forestry Department, especially with the change of seasons. We're going to get a trails update from him, Powers Bluff update, and I cannot wait to talk to him about the Sierra Park update. Really cool things going on with our Wood County Parks and Forestry Department in Sierra Park.
For those
that don't know, we'll update you on that.
Excellent.
And some of our favorite people join us in part two. The ODC going to be with us in part two.
I'll love hearing from them.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Be sure to stick around because from 5 to 6, we'll have Playmakers. We'll be here with your live sports show. I believe Michael Comer will be joining us today. We're going to be talking some local sports as well as River Kings and plenty more.
Yes.
And we will be your pregame for Wisconsin women's basketball as they host UCLA. 6:40 start time for that one. Lady Badgers have been pulling some upsets, have been doing some great work on the court. and they're going to be taking the court tonight. Be sure to catch it right here at WFHR at 6:40. Also wanted to remind everybody about a couple local things going on, Seth.
Well, it's Wednesday, everyone. And Melissa, can you tell me what happens on Wednesdays at the Elks Lodge?
B-I-N-G-O, 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 and bingo. What's his name on?
Nice. Doors open at 5 o'clock. 6:30 is when the bingo starts, and this is all happening at 4:30 West Jackson Street. That is Elks Lodge number 693. They do a lot of great stuff in our community. Support them and have fun doing it every single Wednesday. Now, coming up on Saturday, of course, is the next winter market at the Moravian Church, and I do want to do a shout-out to what's going on there. I talked to Mike, who runs the market down there. Last Saturday was the best they have had this year. They had well over 100 people come in and tons of vendors coming in, everyone. Check it out. It's only getting bigger and better. Go to their Facebook page, follow it, because they have all the vendors that are going to be there this Saturday. It's free popcorn, and it's a fun time, everyone. 9 to 1.
You know, the weather's always going to be perfect.
Exactly. It's always good. It's from 9 to 1 at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South on Saturday.
And they have an elevator.
They have an elevator. Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
Ed, a reminder to everybody out there, get your tickets while you can. I was talking to Tricia this morning and everything, director over at the Wisconsin Rapids Family Center, and we don't have that many tickets left, just being honest with everybody.
For that event tomorrow,
And that feels so good to say.
A big
thank you to the community, and I know a good portion of you listeners out there being on the right side of history, supporting our friends at the Family Center when, to be blunt, our government hasn't. The domestic violence cuts that have been going on throughout the whole country is insane.
Yeah.
And I don't know how anybody, regardless of who you voted for or didn't, can be okay with this.
Yeah.
It's not cool. And they need us right now. They have our back. It's time for us to have theirs. And you can do it while having a great time and some great food. Chefs for Change is coming up February 27th. This exciting evening is going to begin at 5 with a cocktail hour. You can go around and mingle and make, get on the silent auction, some of that. Mm-hmm. Get these appetizers from these competitive chefs.
Yes.
Some amazing food going to be had for you. And you're going to have a great MC throughout the whole night. A good friend of our station and our community, Joel Goodness, going to be your master of ceremony.
All right. Love Joel.
And Dairy Food Works, MSTC Culinary Program, Hotel Mead, Great Expectations. All of these going to be there bringing you great food. They've got some good stuff. The first course, Superior Fresh Mixed Greens with a Mike's Maple Balsamic Vinaigrette Drizzle. Noosock Smoked Bacon and Candied winter fruit such as beets or apple.
Oh, wow.
That sounds fantastic.
That does.
Second course, going to be local cranberry and orchetti, walnut stuffed chicken breast with Parmesan shrimp scallops.
I'm getting hungry.
My mouth is literally watering.
Yeah, my mouth
is literally watering right now.
And if I remember correctly.
You didn't even talk about the desserts.
I don't even have to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think it says in there somewhere most of this stuff is locally sourced as well.
Yes.
The food, which is really cool.
It's a very real, very Wisconsin Rapids Rapids, very central Wisconsin event.
Yes.
And it's that on purpose. It's going to take place at the beautiful Nakusa Community Center, 416 Crestview Lane in Nakusa. A big shout out to them for hosting this. We appreciate our friends over there in Nakusa. And you can get your tickets for Chefs for Change while you can at FamilyCTR.org, FamilyCTR.org. Keep in mind the Family Center is there for you if you need them 24/7. You can give them a call, 715-421-1511. Keep in mind their crisis line is the same as that, 15111. And you can also find out more at their website, FamilyCTR.org. Get your tickets. We will meet you there. It's going to be a great time, everybody.
Yes.
Also, just want to remind everybody about this. The Avenue Title and Bleeker Construction would like to invite you to join them for Wisconsin Rapids' first community exchange networking social event. It's going on today, 5 to 7. The event is all about bringing out our community together to share ideas. This is going to take place over at their stomping grounds over there at 830 Huntington Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. You can find out more by emailing Trina at avenue newtitles.com.
All right.
I hope the event goes well.
This is
a good idea.
That's cool. I'm glad they're doing
really
something
good
like
idea.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a chance to talk about tips and tricks of decorating and network with other people.
Yes, creative types.
Mm-hmm. I got a feeling that's not the last time we'll be talking about that.
I think you are correct, sir.
That event's going to get popular, I bet. And a karate instructor took down a purse snatcher in Philly last Thursday. A woman was outside yelling for help, so he ran out, chased the guy down, gave him one hard kick to the leg, and the guy dropped the bag and ran off. The woman said it was like a ninja showed up out of nowhere.
Say, just like the movies, it actually happened.
Wow, that's cool.
Just, I mean, this is not only does crime not pay, crime doesn't have
it's
intelligence.
It's painful. Yeah. It'd be very painful, too.
Why would you do this in front of a karate store?
I mean, really?
It's literally in part of teaching of karate to be protective of people. It's like,
right.
And a 9-year-old kid in Staten Island named John Michael Pascali had a stroke in 2023 and almost died. But 17 months later, he finally returned to school on Monday, this past Monday.
Nice.
And got a huge ovation.
Oh,
all the kids, all the
cool.
teachers lined the hallway, cheered him on. You want a feel-good video of the day, you watch this one. And I challenge you to come out of that and not be a little emotional.
I'll bet.
It's such a beautiful video. A big shout-out to that school, to everybody who organized that, thought about doing that for that kid. And a big shout-out to Michael. And a
tough road right there.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Like, way to be, kid.
Amazing.
Thanks for inspiring the rest of us.
I'm telling you, it's a two-way street. Absolutely. It's not just him. It's for everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a guy in North Carolina had a dream last week that he'd win a $110,000 lottery. Then he woke up the next day and won exactly that amount.
Oh, that's weird.
That's a little creepy.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. That's a weird one. But
yeah.
Have a great show, you two. Have a good day.
You too.
You too.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at...
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court's just begun hearing arguments in the case of a state worker from Ohio who claims she was refused a promotion because she's straight. Marlene Ames attorney Zhao Wang.
Neither she nor the two other heterosexual employees who applied and interviewed got the job. Instead, the job was held open for 8 months before going to a gay employee who neither applied nor interviewed for the position.
Officials in West Texas reporting the first death from an outbreak of measles that so far infected 124 people, most of them children from an under-vaccinated Mennonite community. Katie Edwards brought her son to the doctor for a check.
It is scary, but there's luckily a lot of good medicine and doctors out there.
President Trump holds the first cabinet meeting of his new administration next hour as Elon Musk gets set to order a new round of layoffs of federal workers. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
A good chunk of this meeting could be talking about what they claim are waste, fraud, and abuse.
CBS.